shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking overnight, banging noises were heard during a deep sea search and rescue mission. We explain what the Coast Guard has revealed as the people aboard the Titan underwater craft have only so many hours of oxygen left.
Here's a big view of what's happening today. We continue to have our low pressure system feeding moisture into our area, but I'll show you when we'll likely have the most rain today. And today you had the chance to give your input on improving the flow of traffic on the busy Capitol Boulevard. Coming up, we'll walk you through the proposed project and take a look at why some people living nearby says it will cause more problems rather than solutions. Thank you so much for joining us on your Wednesday morning. It is 4:30. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Chris Loving. Good in for Jeff Hogan. We're also following some breaking news out of Fayetteville, an Amber Alert for a reported abduction. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, we want to get to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, kind of tracking some of the rain that's going to be pushing across our area today.
Oh, yesterday was a doozy, especially during the afternoon. But that's going to be different today. The low pressure system is still sitting here. It's still going to be pushing moisture into our area. But we'll likely have some drier air that moves in this afternoon, and that will limit our chances for rain later on today. Now, we do have some showers that we're dealing with this morning. It's fairly light and patchy around the Triangle and up the I-95 corridor. A little bit more of it back to the west. We do have a new wave that's starting to come up from the south. You're going to see that right now in Clinton and Fayetteville. And so we are going to see some waves of rain this morning, but it looks drier for us this afternoon. Here's a look at Futurecast kicking things off right now. You can see that band of rain that's down around Fayetteville and Clinton lifting northward through around 7 a.m. And we're still a little bit wet up until lunchtime. But then look what happens. We're going to dry out pretty nicely, pretty much all afternoon. There's 4 or 5 o'clock, and all the models are in agreement with this. So that gives us a lot of confidence in the fact that it looks like it's going to be a drier afternoon for us. And we get into the day tomorrow, and it does look like we're going to be back to some wetter conditions. Our temperature outside right now, around 69 degrees. We'll see temperatures on the cool side in the mid-70s for high this afternoon. Our normal highs this time of year are in the upper 80s. We're still watching Tropical Storm Brett out here in the Atlantic, and the next storm behind it also looking like it could develop soon. We'll talk more about that one coming up. The storm is moving west at 17 miles per hour with winds at 50 miles per hour. So it is a bit stronger than it was yesterday. It is no longer likely to become a hurricane. There was a time period yesterday where that looked possible. Most likely moving into the Caribbean here and just becoming a tropical depression and dying out. There's still some of the computer models that want to lift it to the north. That looks extremely unlikely. It looks like it's going to move over the Caribbean and just fizzle out. Coming up, we're going to talk about that second storm that is coming behind it.
Hey, good morning. Ken Smith here at the WRAL Live Center. Following some breaking news, Fayetteville police looking for a missing child who is the focus of an Amber Alert. Take a look at your screen this morning. Fayetteville police are looking for this little boy, 3-year-old Robert Parker Jr. He is believed to be with his father, Robert Parker Sr., who is 46 years old, 5'7", weighs about 160 pounds. He has blonde hair, hazel eyes, and he has a tattoo, Parker, on his back and a tattoo of a mermaid on his leg. Now, police say Parker may be driving a 2006 Chevrolet Trailblazer EX with North Carolina license tag KCA3424. That's KCA3424. The vehicle may have front-end damage. Again, if you see 3-year-old Robert Parker Jr. or 46-year-old Robert Parker Sr., you're asked to call Fayetteville Police or 911.
Thank you, Ken. Breaking overnight, crews looking for the missing underwater craft that vanished in the Atlantic Ocean heard noises beneath the water. That's given some hope that the 5 people aboard could be found. The U.S. Coast Guard tweeted after midnight that a Canadian aircraft heard those noises, but it's unclear how rescue teams could get to the people on board once the submersible is located. OceanGate Expedition says the vessel had a 96-hour oxygen supply when it embarked Sunday for a tour of the wreckage of the Titanic. That supply is now down to only about 24 hours. An explorer who has visited the Titanic site says he is hopeful the crew will be found.
I'm being optimistic. I mean, it probably will be a miracle, but, you know, there's still a chance. So I think we should all do whatever we can and, use every resource available to at least try.
The Coast Guard says it has searched an area the size of Connecticut and is adding remote operated vehicles to that search.
Today, you can share your thoughts on plans to improve the flow of traffic on Capitol Boulevard. And WREL's Laura Levine joins us this morning. Laura, some people who live near this proposed work, they're worried about the effect it could have on their community, right?
Yeah, Michelle, good morning. Many people who live in this area are concerned mainly about accessibility to Capitol Boulevard. Right now here, construction is set to begin on this stretch. The first leg will start in 2025 of the project on Durant and Perry Creek Roads, just between I-540. So the NCDOT says up to 65,000 vehicles travel the main stretch here of Capitol Boulevard per day. After completing an environmental assessment, the public is asked to weigh in today on the latest plans. Today's public hearing will go more in depth on that recent study. The DOT wants to convert Capitol Boulevard to a freeway between Raleigh and Wake Forest. The 10-mile freeway would be six lanes wide with 12-foot shoulders and a concrete median and a speed limit of 65 miles per hour. It will also eliminate traffic lights and driveways to get rid of that stop-and-go buildup for commuters. Aaron Moody with the DOT tells me a hearing is really a crucial step in finalizing the plans.
It is important because these projects begin with the local communities. We want them to end with the local communities. We want them to have the final say-so on what we're presenting to them, and be able to incorporate their input and to help steer the kind of the final vision.
That public hearing is set to take place at the Living Word Family Church in Wake Forest. It's beginning at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then a presentation will follow that at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Attorney and prominent civil rights activist Ben Crump is expected to be in North Carolina today. He's set to give updates in Duplin County on two cases involving police departments. One update is about the death of James Lanier. A Wallace police officer killed him in February. The district attorney says the officer was justified in shooting. Crump is also expected to speak about Darrell Williams's case. Williams died while in Raleigh police custody in January. Today's update comes just weeks after an autopsy was released listing his death as a homicide. It also lists contributing factors, including cocaine use, the use of a taser, and heart disease. Crump is set to speak at 1 p.m. at Adoram Baptist Church in Wallace. The way you vote in future North Carolina elections, that could be changing. You're looking live at the General Assembly, and that's where lawmakers plan to vote on a sweeping package of changes to state election laws ahead of next year's elections. If that bill passes, if any mail-in votes not received by election night would be tossed out. Right now, there's a 3-day grace period. The bill would also change rules for same-day voter registration. The full Senate will vote on the bill at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
And a bill requiring schools to inform parents if a student chooses to use a different name or gender will be debated by a House Education Committee today. Lawmakers will likely suggest changes to the bill when they meet this morning at 11 o'clock. Critics of the bill say it puts a target on the backs of LGBTQ students. Supporters say the bill is necessary because schools are keeping secrets from parents when it comes to transgender children and encouraging them to keep secrets as well.
Today, a decades-long battle for Marines and their families will be back in a Raleigh courtroom. This is about getting compensation for exposure to toxic water at Camp Lejeune. Attorneys will bring Johnny Sanderson's case in front of a federal judge. Sanderson is one of thousands of Marines and their families believed to have been exposed to toxic water at Camp Lejeune. That happened between the 1950s and the 1980s. Last year, they finally received congressional approval to receive compensation for health issues.
The State Forest Service is getting help from a crew from Florida as it works to put out a major wildfire on the coast. Three workers from the Florida Forest Service are helping nearly 100 people from North Carolina to fight this fire. It's burned more than 15,000 acres. The Forest Service says the fire is about 52% contained, but ground fire remains smoldering in the interior portions of the fire.
A car plowed into a crowd of White Sox fans, leaving four hurt, but the driver took off. What we're learning about the hit run and how police were able to track down the suspects.
Plus, plans move forward to build new skyscrapers on Shaw University's campus. This morning, we are hearing from Raleigh's Mayor Pro Tem, who spoke with WREL shortly after last night's controversial vote.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. We take a look at radar to begin with. We do have some scattered rain out there. The next wave is coming up out of South Carolina, affecting folks in Cumberland and Sampson counties. And that is likely to lift up across the area this morning. So the commute's going to be a little bit wet. But once we hit lunchtime, some dry air moves in, and it looks like we may be fairly rain-free through the afternoon. And I know that a lot of folks would like to have a little bit of a break. You can definitely see wet streets out here in Sanford this morning, town by town, looking at temperatures in the 60s, 66 Lewisburg, 69 in Fayetteville, 68 degrees in Tarboro. We take a look at our forecast as you're heading out. It's not raining everywhere right now, so you can probably squeeze in a workout. Just keep it tuned here, and we'll show you the radar. Temperatures are going to be mild today. Highs will only be in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon.
Elizabeth, a Wilson man is in jail this morning because he's accused of killing his wife. Authorities say they charged Jarvis Outlaw with first-degree murder. Investigators have not said how his wife, Rose Outlaw, died, but they said after he killed her, he tried to take his own life and was hospitalized for more than a week. This happened on Chickasaw Court on June 7th.
Well, this is really scary. At least four people are hurt this morning after a vehicle plowed through a crowd outside a White Sox game before taking off. Chicago police say the car was speeding Tuesday afternoon before it hit the victims. We know at least two of them are in critical condition this morning. Officers say they were able to chase down the car and arrest the suspects inside. Investigators are working to figure out what led up to this crash.
Our historic buildings will be lost. Our history will be lost.
We're bringing you new insight this morning about the emotional vote inside Raleigh City Council. It paved the way for Shaw University, the oldest HBCU in the South, to redevelop its downtown campus. The university may see towers up to 30 stories tall in the years to come. And last night, dozens of people for and against the plan showed up. Mayor Pro Tem Corey Branch spoke only with WRAL and said the vote was interrupted by a council member who wanted to speak. He said the council had the votes and they believe rezoning is the right move for Shaw's future.
I feel this is a way to help Shaw stay relevant and move forward in a positive way. So what this does is give Shaw those options that it did not have before to make sure that the students can get the latest and the greatest as far as modernization on top of Shaw University's campus.
The approved rezoning comes with some new conditions that Shaw added in last week. It will limit the height of any new buildings near several historic halls to five stories. It will also require student housing be a part of the first three new buildings.
New this morning, North Carolina House Speaker Tim Moore told a Charlotte TV station that he did have a relationship with a married woman, but that she was separated at the time. That woman was Jamie Lassiter, the same woman whose husband sued him over the weekend, accusing the speaker of breaking up his marriage. Speaker Moore said much of the other salacious items detailed in the lawsuit were completely untrue. A spokesperson for Speaker Moore told WREL he would speak to reporters at the General Assembly on Wednesday.
President Joe Biden's son Hunter is expected to plead guilty and avoid prison time. It's related to federal misdemeanor charges of failing to pay his taxes. Hunter Biden also faces a separate felony gun possession charge that is likely to be dismissed if he meets certain conditions. That's according to court documents filed yesterday. Hunter Biden owed at least $100,000 in federal taxes for 2017 and at least $100,000 in 2018, but did not pay what was owed by IRS deadlines.
More than $1 million is going toward affordable housing in Wake County. The Board of Commissioners approved two important housing projects yesterday. $1.7 million was approved for the construction of a new apartment complex. It'll be a mixed-income family housing development called Maynard Road Apartments. Funding was also approved to rehabilitate Hollandin Place Apartments in Raleigh. It modified an existing loan to provide $17,500 to that complex.
Just a heads up, there's an urgent recall this morning that could potentially harm people with a food allergy. Five on Your Side says the recall is for some 15-ounce jars of Tostitos avocado salsa dips. The salsa contains milk, but the wrong nutrition information and declarations were put on the back of the jars, so there's no warning. Someone with a severe milk allergy could have a life-threatening reaction. The FDA, though, says no reports of such a case has been received.
Well, there's a new school superintendent in Sampson County. The Board of Commissioners, the Board of Education, hired Jamie King, who has more than 20 years of experience working in public education. King comes from Guilford County Schools, where he was a regional superintendent.
Raleigh's first and only social district. It's getting bigger. City Council approved expanding the Sip and Stroll downtown district yesterday. The district will now include the area surrounding Nash Square, Raleigh Union Station, and the Warehouse District. You'll also be able to grab a to-go drink from participating bars and restaurants starting an hour earlier at 10 a.m. every day. Those changes go into effect August 15th.
Today is Make Music Day. It's an annual global celebration that happens on the summer solstice. And there are ways for you to participate right here in Raleigh. Different musicians and bands will be playing at parks and venues across Wake County. And all of the performances, they're free to the public. You can find a full list of who's playing and where on the website on your screen. And hopefully anybody that is making music today is going to be doing it inside, because we are in for another wet day, Elizabeth.
We are. It does look like we're going to see dry conditions this afternoon. So as long as that music is after lunchtime, we may be in pretty good shape. Right now, we're looking at a wave of rain that's coming up from the south. You can see that in Cumberland and Sampson counties. Otherwise, the bulk of the viewing area is pretty dry. We have a little light shower that's happening up near the Virginia line right now. But for the most part, we're looking pretty good right now. A little bit more rain back across, say, Winston-Salem down towards Charlotte. We'll zoom in on the showers that are coming up from the south right now. It's a little heavier. You can see the yellow shaded areas over around Clinton. And of course, this wave will move north across our area. So the commute's going to be wet for us this morning. We'll widen the view out just a little bit. Here's 9 a.m. We continue to have some showers across the area, but watch what happens here at lunchtime. It begins to dissipate. We have some dry air that moves in. 3 o'clock is looking dry. Now it's going to be cloudy. We're not going to see the sun coming out. We're not going to see temperatures climbing into the upper 80s. It'll be a cool afternoon with cloudy skies, but at least we'll get a bit of a break from the rain. If there's something you need to get done outside, it'll be just a fine afternoon to do that. We take a look at Chapel Hill and you can see the streets are wet here. Our current temperature is 69 degrees, our dew point 66, so lots of moisture in the atmosphere. We'll only climb into the low 70s by lunchtime. We are looking at some warmer temperatures over the weekend. Our normal high is 88. We'll be in the 70s for the next couple of days. Friday still looks on the wetter side. Tomorrow definitely looks wetter than today. And then after that, those chances of rain back off. They don't go to zero, but we'll see more of a summer-like pattern where we see some sunshine in the morning and a few scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Still watching the tropics. Several things to watch here. This is Brett. This is another system that has a potential for developing. The next name on the list is Cindy. We take a look at Brett over here. It's moving to the west at 16 miles per hour with winds at 60 miles per hour. It looks like the 5 o'clock advisory just came in. And so that's a bump up. The 2 a.m. advisory had winds at 50. So that's a jump up to 60, but it doesn't look like it'll reach hurricane strength. It looks like 60, well, probably 65 may be the highest wind speed, and 74 mile per hour winds would make it a hurricane. It is likely to become just a tropical depression again back here into the Caribbean. It will move across the Leeward Islands, but other than that, it doesn't look like it's going to affect land. Some of the computer models still want to draw it up to the north, but it doesn't look like it's going to move slow enough for that to happen. It's moving really fast, and the pattern isn't going to develop to allow that to pull up to the north. But watch system number two. Again, this could be Cindy at some point. There's an 80% chance of it developing in the next 7 days. It is like the pattern is likely to evolve such that this system could be drawn up into the Atlantic. And then, of course, we'd be watching closely to see what sort of impact it would have in the United States, if any. Of course, that would be at least a week or more away. Today's the first day of summer. It's not going to feel like it. It'll be the coolest day of the week at 76. But again, it looks like we may dry out a little bit this afternoon. Back to a better chance for rain Thursday and Friday, and then a very summer-like feel as we get into the weekend with a bunch of highs in the 90s.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Free tuition to one of the most prestigious universities in the nation. Coming up, we'll explain how you or your child can attend Duke without paying a penny.
Plus, that music fest returns to the Triangle. We have a look at some of the performers and how soon you'll be able to get tickets to the popular event. Getting a live look outside right now at the DBAP. Lights are on right there, and as you're waking up this morning, you have a little rain you have to worry about today. Not too much, though. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking that for you on the first full day of summer. Starting this fall, you can attend Duke University tuition-free if you meet certain requirements. It applies to undergraduate students from the Carolinas whose family's income is $150,000 a year or less. For students whose families make $65,000 or less, other college expenses are also covered, such as meals and housing. The university says roughly 340 students are expected to benefit from this new program next school year.
We're focused both on getting students to Duke and also getting them through Duke in ways that allow them to achieve all that they imagine academically.
Being from a state like North Carolina and having the opportunity to go to a school like Duke can really help put certain kids in a much better position than if they didn't have that kind of opportunity.
According to the university, Duke has more undergraduate students from North Carolina than from any other state.
That Music Fest is back this October at the DBAP. It's a celebration of North Carolina food, beer, and music. Capital Broadcasting is the proud host of the event, driven by local award-winning radio station, That Station. Performers include Superchunk and Weston Estate. There will also be six new food trucks and a beer garden. General admission is $40. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m.
WRL is following breaking news in Fayetteville. An Amber Alert has been issued for a missing three-year-old boy. We'll explain what we know about the reported abduction that could help lead to his safe return.
And breaking overnight, banging noises are heard underwater as crews frantically search for the missing Titan submersible.
We talk about how you can give your input on a project aimed at making traffic move a bit smoother on Capitol Boulevard.